Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do mean it. I so much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. I was going to say with us, but with me. And I mean that. I mean, I couldn't do this without you guys, right? And I couldn't make it happen without you guys. And I appreciate you being there to kind of poke me along, push me along, call me on a carpet when I screw up, but give me kudos when I do it the right way. You know, if you didn't, if you weren't here for the last segment, or the last hour, I should say, you got to go grab it. All right, later on, not right this second, but you got to go grab it eventually. And the reason I say that is because, you know, Alfonso Rachel is I'd say a young guy compared to me. He's young, a young black man, and I love having him on every week because he's got a lot of things going on. He takes the time to come on with me, and we can talk about stuff in a way that makes some of you very uncomfortable. I know it because I get your emails. And there's no reason. Whenever somebody asks you a question in earnest, if I meet a Muslim on the street, or not on the street, I wouldn't do that. So if I befriend a Muslim fella, and we're sitting there having coffee, I've done this with some of my other friends after a while, you know, get to know more about them. So what is it, why are you a Muslim? Why are you following Muhammad? Not to tell him how wrong he is or whacked or he doesn't understand. That's not what the conversation is for. And when you have a relationship with somebody, they get to understand that after a while. And the reason I changed my intro from saying I meet this guy, because if I meet somebody and say, why are you Muslim, they're going to be offended at it. They're going to take the offensive stance. But if I've got a relationship with somebody, we get to know each other, and he knows I'm not out to ridicule him, and I say, you know, Frankie, why are you a Muslim? What made you become a Muslim? You can have an honest conversation. I'm not so sure you can do that with almost anything today. If I grab a BLM protester and want to sit down and have, I've seen it, I've watched it happen online. What are you protesting today? What exactly is it that you're upset about? There wouldn't be an open conversation. Somebody would start yelling at me, telling me how I didn't know, I couldn't understand because I'm white. And what's wrong? Am I blind and stupid? Look around, look at all the, I mean, it would be one of those things. And it should never be like that. I think some of the things that you guys on the left do are so whacked and so hypocritical. And I can run down the whole list. You'll find reasons why I'm wrong. That's why I have stopped interacting on Facebook as much as I used to. You cannot tell me that you're going to sit there and look me in the face and tell me how we're ripping babies, little babies, out of the arms of their mom, while at the same time you're passing bills that would allow that same baby to die on a table in a hospital because of a botched abortion or the mom didn't want it. Come on, think this stuff through. You know, when it comes to, you know, equality, equal rights, and the things that you have, look right now, the Mayor Garcetti, he thinks he's going to tamp down violence in the city of Los Angeles by cutting their budget, cutting the force, and sending in social workers on a lot of these issues. He who has, you know, not in law enforcement, he doesn't know how this works. I just did a piece last night on LAPD and the New York City Police Department, the most diverse police departments in the country, and truly make up the look of their community. Right? Garcetti won't, he won't even endorse the Los Angeles District Attorney, Jackie Lacey, for re-election because she wants to, she's fending off, first of all, a progressive challenger. L.A. does not need any more progressivism. None. Most of these major cities have gone through law, quote unquote, law and order changes, and the crime rate skyrockets. They take police out, they drop budgets, the crime rate skyrockets. But he doesn't care about that. You know, in the wake of George Floyd's death, Garcetti says he wants to transform the culture from policing. You know, our police departments are seen as gladiators. They need to be guardians of mentality, his words. How's that working out for him there in L.A.? Where he has brought back plagues that we haven't seen since the dark days. But he won't take responsibility for that. That's Trump's fault. Because the economy's so good, the apartments are skyrocketing in price, and these people can't find places to stay now. Like they would have stayed there before. So that's Trump's fault. So now the city's thinking about a vacancy tax like San Francisco. Not only does San Francisco have it, it was failing miserably, and they pushed it out to 2022. But the city of Los Angeles is going to do it better. And for someone who are listening to tonight, what the vacancy plan is, it's very simple. If you have a storefront that's vacant, you're going to pay a high tax on it because the city loses tax money from a business not being in there. The problem is the city won't move the homeless people that are crapping in the walkway, that are peeing in the walkway, sleeping in the walkway, so the store can't open in the morning till the rooms are all vacated. But that somehow is also Trump's fault. Right? This is the party of non-responsibility. I've been saying it for years. There is nothing they're willing to take responsibility for. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
This shit, that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Styling, violent.
I got lost in this song. Joe Bezzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the way to fix it. And yes, I am kind of, as some of you have noticed, I'm kind of hopped up tonight. And I'm just so irritated. So, I wonder how many of you are going to let the country go. And don't say, oh, no, no, not me too. No. Listen. What are you doing? What are you fighting for? I started to tell you earlier today, and I just saw some more. But I just started telling you earlier today that in my little neck of the woods, and it's happening all over the country, so I'm not, you know, I'm talking about it because I don't want to see it happen anywhere. We got one of the best school districts in the state of California. Not because I'm on it. Get a long start long before I got here. Okay? We got some great teachers. We got some great administrators. People who really care about the kids. But the left has seen a crack. The left has seen the ability or the opportunity, thinking that they're going to scare people to back down because of everything that's going on with BLM right now. So they are attacking authors on the books. They want the school to replace white authors with black authors. Okay? I mean, we can go down the whole list of things that they've been asking for. We have an administrator. I did it the other night. They've already called for my removal and immediate resignation because I gave the actual factual numbers from the FBI of the violence rates of black-on-black violence, black-on-white violence, that kind of stuff. That was very, very, very unacceptable for them. And I would beg to believe that most of these people aren't even in our area. They're outside the district. And in the past, we've always been very cordial and nice. No more. Not talking violence, people. If you're listening to my voice and you want to get engaged and involved in your community, I am not talking violence. You call these people out for who they are. Get involved in your local school district because they do it. And then you wonder how they win. You wonder how they take these seats on the school boards. And then your kids are seeing illustrations of how to have sex with members of the same sex, how to pleasure themselves. And you go, I can't believe they let this into the school. No, actually, you let it into the school. Because you don't vote, you don't get out there, and you don't really give credit to the schools the way you should. If you see things are going sideways and wrong, look. There was a woman, I played the clip last night. If I can find it again later, I'll play it again later. A black woman confronted four little white girls. And I'm only bringing that up, I don't care what color they are, but I'm bringing it up so I'm painting a picture for you. Okay? And one of them, I think, had like LGBTQ stuff on. And that's, like I said before, that's cool. You can fight for whatever cause you want to. That's cool. But again, when it comes to BLM, if you're on the right, you can say nothing, absolutely nothing. And matter of fact, they're turning on the left now, too, which I think is wonderful. Right? They got the mayor of Seattle is actually having to hide, even though he kneeled with them. Isn't that great? You cannot appease violent people. It doesn't work. You can't appease unreasonable people. It doesn't work. Never has. So anyway, this woman came down, happens to be a Christian, but she didn't go down there to preach the gospel necessarily. She went down there to speak to some of these people, see what it was all about, see really where they were coming from. And the poor little white girl, the four little white girls, but one in particular, made the mistake of saying, you know, they're there for the LGBTQ rights, and the woman said, that's not what BLM is about. And BLM will tell you that's what it's not about. This is not a LGBTQ fest, rights fest. It was a Black Lives Matter fest. How do you think they would feel? Why don't you hold up signs if you really believe that that's what it's all about? And you're on the left and you're an LGBTQ supporter. Why don't you hold up a sign that says LGBTQ Lives Matter? See how that would have gone over. Because they're on one focus, one issue, one item. I would be too. If that was my issue, if that was my item I wanted to fight for, I would be on that. I wouldn't let you drag me all over the place. But the woman went down there. 85% of her message was all about, you know, not hijacking the Black Lives Matter message. If it's truly about Black Lives Matter, it should be about all lives. And this is why. And she wasn't yelling at the girl. She was laying it out to her. And she made two mistakes. She said, this isn't about LGBTQ, because the blacks aren't all about that. That was the first thing she said that sent some people into a tizzy. Right? And again, the second thing, she talked about Jesus. Didn't go into a whole diatribe. Just said, we believe in Jesus. We're Christians. We're not into all of that. Abortion and more. You know what I'm saying? And that brought down the house. We have an administrator that posted, a conservative administrator, believer in Christ, that posted it up on their personal Facebook page. Not their school page, but their Facebook page. And that's okay. That's fine. They have a right to have their opinion. The loons on the left are screaming that this is nothing but hate rhetoric, hate speech. This is a black woman at a BLM event. So I don't have a right to get in line with a black female that is speaking out against, well, actually, she wasn't even speaking out against BLM. But they didn't like the message. So they came out against her. Black Lives Matter people came out against a black woman. I'm still scratching my head. Can't figure that one out. Because it's not about Black Lives Matter. It's not about the rights of a woman. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has very much to do with total control of the left to the right. You heard me talking about it in the last hour. If it's okay, if it's extremely okay for protesters to be running around screaming at each other, screaming at other people without masks on, half naked, and I say that in a way where, you know, they got shorts and a t-shirt on and barely that, and they're touching up on each other, and there's thousands of them in the street, the police don't do anything about it, even while they're creating damage and havoc. That seems to be okay. The coronavirus seems to know that the protesters are righteous people and we shouldn't attack them. However, Jewish kids in the park are a danger to the whole health system of New York City. I'm sorry, who has the mental issues? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. The Supreme Court has rejected the Trump administration's plan to dismantle DACA. USA's Chris Barnes has reaction from Washington.
DACA, the Obama-era policy that's shielded over 700,000 so-called dreamers from deportation. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the High Court's Democratic appointees in the 5-4 ruling to uphold the program. This DACA recipient, Jesus Contreras, is now a paramedic in Houston.
A lot of the people that are involved in immigrant rights works, they've been kind of preparing us for the worst, so I'm relieved.
He was speaking on MSNBC. President Trump tweeted, "The ruling is a shotgun blast in the face of Republicans and conservatives." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wall Street was mixed. The Dow down 40, the NASDAQ up 32, the S&P up 2. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hypocrisy to the left. Never. It doesn't surprise me at all anymore. Their inability not only to tell the truth, and again, let's be careful here. I'm not talking about every Democrat on the planet or in this country, or even, to a big degree, the rank-and-file Democrats. Most of them don't even know this is going on. And don't give me any snide remarks, because a lot of Republicans I talk to don't have a clue as to what's going on. So it works both sides of this particular aisle. So I have canceled my Buffer subscription. The Buffer is a way for... It's like Hootsuite. It's kind of like this bucket that if you have several Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, and so on, you dump them all in the one bucket. And then that bucket gets them out to all the other places. So Buffer has come out today, and they said, hey, guess what? You know, as we thought about what to share in our newsletter this month, the Black Lives Matter movement is at the top of our minds. This past month, we've seen in practice how social media allows your voice to be heard far and wide. Well, that's only front and left, but anyway. And how it can make an incredible difference in uniting communities across the world that feel more important than ever these days. Except that's a lie. See, it doesn't unite all communities. It only unites communities on the left. That's it. As we work on building new things that better help you spread your message, we want to do something more tangible. If you are a black person or other person of color who identifies as an anti-racism activist, so if I'm white and I identify as an anti-racism activist, this doesn't apply to me. I can get rid of this. If you're black or a person of color owned or led organization, and you're engaging in anti-racism work, then we'd love to give you a gift of a pro account for free. Feel free to learn more about this in our communities that help fight racial injustice. Don't you love how all these people are jumping on the bandwagon? There were programs and other stuff out there where people were going, hey, now that we're in this trouble, for the next 60 days, we'll give you this for free. Well, that's just enough time for you to load all your information, start using it, and decide you want to go down the road using this thing, and bang, you're hooked. And then you own it from there. But notice here, though, you have to be a person of color, or you have to be someone who supports BLM, and you have to be black. So a white person that supports BLM, you don't get to be part of this. So my suggestion, even though it'll only be a few of us, tell your Buffer account. Why use it? They don't care about you. They're not interested in what you got going on. Not at all. And I personally, I'm tired of that stuff. Extremely tired of that stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I'd love to know what you hear. Back to Garcetti, who says that, you know, only Black Lives Matter. And not only do Black Lives Matter, only Black Lives Matter, but you know what? I think what we're going to start doing is we'll start sending out social workers instead of police officers. It's just amazing. He says, we're going to step up this movement that we have going. What movement? You're the only one in it. We're going to look at budgets, including police budgets, Garcetti said. He insisted that the issue isn't about a single budget. You know, you ask three people what defund the police means, you get three different opinions. In the wake of George Floyd's death, Garcetti said the key question is how cities can transform culture of policing from a gladiator style to a guardian style, guardian mentality. Because you've done such a great job up till now. Now he's failed tremendously. But the people in the city of L.A., you deserve him. You voted him in. The Los Angeles Police Protection League, the city's police union, recently joined other prominent California law enforcement unions in backing reforms such as the National Misconduct Registry. But the union has clashed with Garcetti in recent weeks, even pushing for his removal. Now, do you guys understand how bad it has to get to have them actually ask you, have them come out and ask for your removal? No joke, dead serious. I mean, it's bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when Garcetti, I mean, he's got to be, thinks he's presidential material. That's the fun thing about him. And so Garcetti now thinks he's got the city under control by knocking $150 million out of the LAPD budget. Going to turn that, oh God, I can't even believe I'm saying this. He's going to turn that around. All right? And he's going to give that to, what do you want to call them? Counselors? You can't call them social workers. I mean, you can, but not really. So he's got social workers. What are they going to do? Shoot out to the site? And then they're going to decide once they get there that it's really bad? And what you need. Oh, my God. And what you really need to do is we'll need to send the police out. But maybe not with guns. Maybe they can help out without guns. What do you think? I mean, can you imagine? Because I can't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. And there is a lot going on. Any way you cut it, there's a lot going on. But I have, like I said before, I have absolutely no sympathy for these guys because they're already there. I mean, you guys vote them in. You Dems vote them into these places. And then you wonder why guys like me just sit there and laugh at you. I got nothing to say. Oh, God bless America. I got a bunch of stories I want to get through. And I mean a lot of them. I don't want to do that one. Joey B. You got to love Joe Biden, don't you? Well, you don't have to love him. I don't know how you guys feel, but I am still amazed and amused in so many more ways than one, that they're still backing this guy. And it's not a joke, it's a reality to see. Half the time, he doesn't know where he's at. Right? I mean, that simple. He doesn't know where he's at. And even when he does and he speaks, he doesn't know where he's at, what he's talking about. Oh, no, I'm dead serious. And what? And they must, I've always said that they hate the interweb because this stuff on them surfaces. And then they can't deny it because it's them. It's not doctor. They've tried the doctored thing. And I just love it because people throw it right back and go, look, it's not doctored. It's you. It's you. You're tripping over yourself. It's you. So here's Joey B. The racist Joey B. I mean, there's no other name for him. If you guys were really, again, Black Lives Matter, those people to support, if you really were honest about it, and you really do want to get rid of racism, how about getting rid of the racists that are there inside of your own group, your own team? Can I do this? Yeah, I can do this. Take a listen.
Your son or daughter, or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband, my mother, your parents, it doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to have to become a social. Become so.
See, he couldn't find his words back in 1993. Now he can't find them in 2020. Confused.
Socialize into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street. That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young...
We're going to do something. We're going to play this on the other side of the break. You're going to listen to it on the other side of the break. This is the guy that they want as president. They want. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You are some messed up white people.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GROW-JOE. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I really do love it when you're involved and engaged. The, man, we just had so much going on. Joe, Uncle Joey B. I don't have any name for him. Right? I mean, he's talking about racism. This is back in 1993. Well, actually, he's not really talking about racism. Really what he's talking about is he really doesn't give a crud how you grew up, what you had going on in your life. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you're a thug, you need to go to jail, period. If you were beaten as a child or something along those lines, that doesn't give you a right to hold up a pipe and beat a woman to death. He's right. However, he denies all this stuff. And I don't know why. Either you believe it or you don't. Right? Why not? If you, what's that saying? If you believe it, own it. It ain't that hard. Take a listen. And turn it on.
On that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure.
Now, as he's going on, I want you to think about who he's talking about.
Without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself three more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now.
This is him fighting for the Clinton crime bill. One of the worst bills that hit the black community. But he's got it figured out.
And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. Beyond the pale. And it's a sad commentary on society. We have no choice but to take them out of society. And the truth is, we don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. That's the sad truth. I'm the guy that said, rehabilitation, when it occurs, we don't understand it and notice it.
Bobby Rush.
Think about that. I mean, seriously, think about everything he said. And if a Republican had said any one of those things, any of those things, what do you think would have happened? Let me finish it up real quick.
Bobby Rush, member of Congress, said the other day, I'm ashamed that I voted for the 94 crime bill. You ashamed of that bill?
Not at all.
Okay, it's really simple. He's good with it. Now, again, I'm not gonna go one way or the other on this because it's yesterday's news. I can't beat my brains out with it. Right? So what you got to to do this the right way, I mean, to honestly do this the right way, you got to get all the information out and put it out there. Look at, the guy has got a history of this stuff. This is truly and honestly nothing new for him. Yeah, you want to have some fun? Here's another one. This is one, can I pull this off? Yeah, I can pull this off. Okay. Here's one where he's fighting, or he's on President Bush 41 for being soft on crime. He's demanding more prosecutions, more prison time for drug dealers and users. Right? Take a listen. I mean, the hypocrisy shines because everything they tell you they stand for, they actually don't.
Inadequate about the president's plan. I think the president has to join us in making a significantly greater commitment to these six areas to stem the rising tide of violence in America. And that's what it is, violence. First, we have to join together to ensure that drug dealers are punished swiftly, surely, and severely. And in line with what the president is calling for, we have to hold every drug user accountable. Because if there were no drug users, there would be no appetite for drugs and there would be no market for them. Let's take a look at what the real problem is. It's not just how many people are using drugs. As the president said, the number of people using drugs, cocaine in particular, is down in our country. That's true. But the violence associated with drugs is spewing out all over America. And that's terrible. I know it's hard to believe, but this very day, violent drug offenders will commit more than 100,000 crimes. On this day alone. And the sad part is that we have no more police in the streets of our major cities than we had 10 years ago.
Oh!
And what the president proposes won't help much. What he proposes is no increase over what the Congress has already approved last year. In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs.
Wait, what?
Prosecutors to convict them. Not enough judges to sentence them. And not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time.
But we don't want to do that,
right? That's why right now, 6 out of every 10 criminals who are arrested on drug charges have their cases dropped. That's why we think the president should triple the commitment that he's made tonight for police, prosecutors, and judges for our cities and our states.
Anybody else scratching her head right now? Seriously, think about it. More police, more money to the police departments, more arrests. Who was that guy? I don't think we've ever seen him before. Right? Unreal, isn't it? 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us so much. You know, are you guys love these polls that you see coming up showing, I only have a couple minutes left, but these polls coming up that show, Biden beating Trump by, 6 points, 7 points. I have two lines of thought on that right now. The man hasn't left the basement yet. He hasn't been seen by a bigger group to truly see what the man knows and doesn't know. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him. He scares me. Because he doesn't know where he is or who he is half the time. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This guy, Rashard Brooks? The left is, look, everybody has their issues. Some people somehow come out of it, whether it's through God or whatever. Some people go right back into life. So Rashard Brooks, apparently, he was sentenced to 7 years for beating his kids. And they let him out on parole because of COVID-19. Right? He drove drunk to Wendy's. When the cop tried to arrest him for his second DUI, he took his taser out, or he took the taser from the cop. He fired at him because he knew that he'd be sent back to jail. And now he's a martyr. This is what the questions I keep asking. Is you do have cases, white and black. You do have cases of true police brutality that you can put out there that would help change this. And you wouldn't have as much division and argument and hatred going on over it. But you have two cops that show up at a Wendy's because a drunk driver has fallen asleep at the drive-thru. You've got an AG there, or a district attorney, who's in trouble himself. He's being investigated for corruption. And without an investigation, he's going to charge the cops? Are they serious? And if you watch the video and you're honest about it, nothing violent happens. The struggle doesn't happen until he realizes he's being arrested. I said, well, they never said, hey, you were under arrest. Well, let me tell you what. When a cop tells you to turn around, it ain't because he's going to get romantic with you. You know what I'm saying? All right? Put your hands behind your back and turn around. You know what that means? In universal language, you're under arrest. That's what it means. He doesn't have to use those words. Okay? In L.A., they actually put handcuffs on people without arresting them to protect themselves while they're searching the car or doing whatever. And when he punched the cops, when he turned around and fired, and we saw the taser be fired, then maybe there was nothing in it. How the cops supposed to know that? Isn't it interesting how with everything going down, cops are always, the good guys are always at fault, always. Now I know there's bad cops, we've already been through this. But the good guys are always at fault. Do you ever notice that? No matter what's going on. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of you, hang out. We're going to talk, we still got some crazy stories I want to get through in the next hour. We're even going to talk about health care, because a lot of people without jobs trying to figure out what they're going to do about their health care needs. We'll be back in a few minutes.